It's Sunday, March 18th, 2012. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Iti Agnihotri Mutholkar.
I'm Christina Thomas.
And with us is Becca Bacon-Martin, Features Editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
You know, there's a cliche that good things come in small packages.
I've heard
yes.
it.
Yes.
I'd like to be one, but that's another, a whole other thing. The Arkansas Arts Council has been proving this for 25 years with their Small Works on Paper exhibition.
Hmm.
It can't be bigger than 24 by 24 inches.
Okay.
Bigger than a 5 by 5, but still small. And this year's will be on show at 10 galleries throughout the state over the course of the year. There were 40 works selected from 246 submissions, and 5 of those were created by Northwest Arkansas artists.
Exciting.
Cindy Arcega is one of them with a... She says it's mixed media, if you want to be simple. It's a collage with encaustic and oil. Encaustic is beeswax. Heated beeswax, and it's called House. She says the ancient Greeks and Romans used this technique in their murals and sarcophagi paintings, but it's only recently become popular again, and the house for her is a symbol of the self as a container for life and the soul.
Hmm.
The second one is a photograph by Don House, one of my favorite people in the world.
Mine too.
It's called Swimming Hole Buffalo National River, and he says that he uses the Small Works on Paper exhibition to test new things, and this one will surprise people because it's in color. This is from a new series about swimming holes.
Okay.
And it's not only in color, it's a girl in bright red tights, so it's really in color. The third one is Stephen Wise from Rogers, who has something called P85 Houndstooth. It's a gouache and ink, and it's geometrics.
It's what in ink?
Gouache.
Should I know that?
It's a sort of like watercolor technique that he's apparently very good at because he can get bold color out of it. He's, well, has a Master of Fine Arts in painting and teaches art at 2 Rogers Elementary School, so he should be good at it. The fourth one is called Shack Growth. It's an artist named Sabine Schmidt, and it's a digital photograph. Really interesting. She says she's doing a series driving and biking and walking around the Ozarks looking for abandoned places that speak to her because they convey a sense of vernacular life.
I like it.
That's really interesting. Mm-hmm.
And she is writing a doctoral dissertation in comparative literature and cultural studies at the university.
So she's a literature student,
mm-hmm.
but also an artist.
Right. And the last one is called Matchstick Man. It's a photographic print by Victor Chalfant, who teaches at Northwest Arkansas Community College in Bentonville. And it's a photographic manipulation, part of a series, that focuses on myths, legends, fables, and fairy tales. Very interesting. And he has other work at Arcega's on Gregg Avenue in Fayetteville right now.
Okay.
Small Works on Paper is on show at the Art Department building at Northwest Arkansas Community College through March 29th, hours for spring break are 8 to 4, Monday through Friday, and then the 3 days of the next week, 8 to 9.
Okay.
You want to know what's going on this afternoon?
I do.
Please.
The Spring Antique Art Show and Sale, 10 to 4 at the end of the Ozarks Convention Center in Eureka Springs. $5 to get in. Trouble? Well, that's how much you want to spend. There's a choir festival concert at the Holiday Island Community Church at 4 with 70 voices. And the preview party for the Fayetteville Roots Festival is tonight from 5 to 10 at Greenhouse Grill. Tickets are $15. And the open mic part of the Goddess Festival is tonight at 6:30 at the Omni Center in Fayetteville. You know, they do Howl all year.
Hmm.
But the Goddess Festival is the only time men can read.
Really?
So if you want to go and be heard, this is your night.
Thank you, Becca. Becca Bacon-Martin is Features Editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.